Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, subsistence newbie. Locals around Bristol Bay know the importance of fishing and the broader subsistence lifestyle. KDLG's Shaylin Cochran spent several years in Kenai and was somewhat familiar with subsistence fishing. But as he found out this summer, the actual experience means a lot more once you've lived it.
How many fish do you think you've filleted and stripped in your life?
Too many to count.
I am learning how to make king salmon strips. A co-worker at KDLG, Kate Gomez, is showing me the ropes, deftly handling that razor-sharp ulu.
My mother always kept me around the splitting table when they would cut fish, and one day I just got super interested in it. I was like, Mom, can I try this? And she was like, sure, go ahead. And my stepdad actually taught me how to cut fish.
This is a craft perfected by generations of Native Alaskans over thousands of years in Bristol Bay, but just this once by me. I mean, I'm a white guy from Iowa. Before I moved to Alaska, I knew basically nothing about fishing. But you all know the story. Stuff is crazy expensive out here. Gas, clothes, renting a movie, but especially food. Fish, on the other hand, are free. It costs only your time and energy to get as much as you can. And that's a special thing.
Okay, so normally when the head's on there...
In a few days, this fish will be ready to can up, and I'll eat on it all winter long. Quite thankfully, too. Now, I wasn't sure how all this would go when I went to the Fish and Game office to get my subsistence permit.
Primary fishing location... So this doesn't confine you to any one specific place. It's just we can have a kind of a general idea where you think you'll be going. Are you going to be fishing with someone else?
I felt in over my head already. What area would I be fishing? How many fathoms? I had no idea. I was just going out with a friend to help pick a net and get some fish in the freezer. But the staff was helpful, and I even got a good recipe for chum.
And I did. I made it with mole sauce. And it was really, really good.
Turns out chum isn't just dog food, though I think it probably is true that some Alaskan dogs do eat better than a lot of people. I heard that when I first moved up here, but it didn't really click until I came out to Dillingham and saw two things. The price of dry dog food and the amount of fish that, for one reason or another, aren't seen fit for human consumption. Usually that means freezer-burned reds or fresh chums. At any rate, I'm figuring out that I'm becoming kind of a salmon junkie. The first sockeye I pulled out of the Kenai River, I couldn't even gill myself. It was a totally foreign thing to me. I got over that real quick when it came time to pick my first net with another co-worker, Molly Dishner. Reds, kings, chums, they were all still swimming right into it as we pulled it out onto the beach.
Is this your favorite or what?
Pretty much the best. Not as good as being on a boat, but other than that. Oh, there's a lot of fish left.
I'm still no good at picking a net, but I'm pretty confident that will come with time, maybe after 30 or so years, like a woman I spoke with at Scandinavian Creek. She asked not to be identified by name, but she was more than happy to talk about subsistence fishing and why preserving that lifestyle is so important.
Right, and not only do we fill our freezer, but we fill our smokehouses, and then we can them. We jar them and we pressure cook them, and so we fill our grub cabinet as well. We don't have pantries in Alaska, we have grub cabinets.
I haven't heard that term yet.
Ah, yeah.
Well, the big question is, and I do mean this in terms of big question, is what does that idea of a subsistence lifestyle or subsistence fishing mean to you?
It means that we get to eat really clean, pure food, and man has not monked with it at all. So we get to catch our fish, only one hand handles them, and then we eat on them all winter, all year long, until our freezers are low, and then we process again. It's a God-given gift.
Now, nearly every time I've been out to the beach during this fishing season, I've been offered some fish to take home, so it truly is a gift. And it's a privilege I've learned a lot about this summer, and something I will always have respect for. For AK, I'm Shaylin Cochran.